Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Ring-a-ding-ding. It's the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. It's Moose, it's Breezy, and we're just
checking in.
On those good vibes.
It's longer and longer every day.
585-252-9800. All of our friends are here. They're knocking, and let's answer the door for them. Shall we, Breezy?
We shall. Let me open that door wide open. Amy from Sodus is here. Good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from Sodus checking in. My vibes are so much better. Back to a routine after a week of bronchitis. Enjoy your day, guys. Oh, bronchitis is the worst.
Ah, that's the worst.
That is tough.
You don't want to get that. I'm so glad you're feeling better, Amy.
Yes. We are very happy for you.
We hope none of your 47 grandchildren get sick this flu season.
That would
Fingers
be,
crossed.
That would be tough. That would be tough, for sure. Yeah, who else is here? We have Gina weighing in. Gina says, good morning. Feeling good today because I'm going to my mom's for dinner tonight and I haven't seen her in months.
Months!
Months.
Go see mom.
Go see her.
You
She'll cook
do
you
it.
A nice dinner.
Go see mom.
Who else is here? Jenna's here. She says,
what's up, Jenna?
Good morning. Feeling good today. Still kicking it with my gym routine. 14 days in. Feeling great about it. When was Quitter's Day?
That was the fourth, today.
Today?
No, it was last, this past Friday.
Okay.
It's the second Friday of January. So, January 3rd.
The 10th.
I thought it was today, but I could be wrong. I thought it was the second week. I thought it was today.
National
Quitter's. By the way, what did Jenna say her routine is at the gym? What does she do? A little cardio, a little weights?
Second Friday in January, you're right.
Squats.
I don't know. She wasn't specific. She just said she's going. She's getting after it.
Vibes are up. Wegmans took all my money yesterday, Breeze.
I'm so sick of this.
You know what I was craving? I was craving Chipotle. But I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to give them my money. I'm going to go make my own Chipotle burrito bowls.
It was probably more expensive and more work.
Well, I had to buy chicken breast. That was $13. So
it was like one chicken breast, too?
No, it's two. Already seasoned and marinated.
So you know, I get like 12 at Costco for 25.
I know, but my Costco membership expired. So just to renew it, if I buy groceries there, I got to pay the $60 up front. I'm not going to do that.
Which is what you would pay to Wegmans, but continue.
So I buy the chicken breast. I buy the cheese, the sour cream, the shredded lettuce, the beans, the rice, everything. And I made a delicious bowl. It
How
was
much?
Way healthier. How much?
What? Did you spend?
It's hard to say because I bought like other items like toiletries.
Ballpark.
Ballpark? 60? 60 bucks, I think, something like that. But I got to go back today because I need garbage bags.
Can you just go to the dollar store?
This happens every Monday. Guys, I go to Wegmans every single Monday after the show, and I always, 100% of the time, end up going back on Tuesday.
He's like, I need to save money. Drop $60 on garbage bags. We don't know. We just don't. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, vibes are up.
Vibes are high.
Through the roof.
You're like, I'm bankrupt.
At least I have leftovers. You know what I'm saying?
It's true. I'm
trying to get after it.
Got
a fresh cut yesterday.
Oh, fire.
About time.
Finally.
How are you doing?
We're great. Saw two of my really good friends last night I haven't seen since September.
Where did you go?
We went to Rome.
Oh, beautiful. I love Rome. Did you have an espresso martini?
No, it's dry January.
That's right.
Yeah.
That doesn't matter.
So beautiful dinner at Rome. And yeah, I figured out that that drive back into the city and then back to Fairport in the middle of the night isn't what I want to
do. Yeah, you don't live up the street anymore.
No.
That's right.
But it's okay. It's all right. It's all fine and well. So that was good. And then today I'm just trying to self-care. Just a little self-care day.
Yeah. You got to do it.
Got to do it.
You got to look after you, you guys.
So important.
So many good vibes today. Looking at 24 for the high today with winds up to 35 miles per hour. So, you know, eat that breakfast. We don't want you going blowing away this afternoon. Coming up on the show, don't forget, we got tickets to go see Kevin Hart for his show in Buffalo, January 22nd. That's going to be next Wednesday night. Campy Breezy's coming up at 7:40 for that. And for big story of the day, Wayne County School is closed today for treatment of bed bugs.
Aww.
That's tough. That's all those mattresses they have at the Wayne County School District.
Ew. What?
I'll tell you what they're doing, how this happened, coming up next for the big story of the day on PXY Mornings.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Welcome to the show, you guys. Professional exterminators treated Williamson Middle School in Wayne County. This was on Saturday. So there is, Wayne County Schools is closed today for treatment of bed bugs.
Wait, I thought it was lice.
Isn't that?
That's, no.
Did I originally say lice?
You did say lice.
Sorry. You know, but I have a story about that.
It went from mice to lice to bed bugs. Really just.
How do we know it's not all three? You see what I'm saying?
I don't know how there's bed bugs in a school, but okay, continue.
There is a isolated presence of bed bugs in a limited area of the middle school, but they said out of an abundance of caution, they are engaging in a proactive, comprehensive pesticide treatment of the entire middle school building. If it's in one place, surely it doesn't take long for it to be in another corner of the building. You might as well just wipe the whole entire place out. So in response to this, the middle school students and staff were shifted to a remote model of learning for Monday and Tuesday. They are expected to be back at the middle school tomorrow. So to ensure the schools remain pest-free, the district will have the elementary and high school inspected by exterminators after school hours on Monday. There will be ongoing, so that was yesterday, but there's ongoing monitoring by staff and exterminators. And, you know, with the treatment, it's all very, very necessary. But when you see people come in there with gas masks and bodysuits, it's very alarming. I want to know who's responsible for this.
Yeah.
Where did those bed bugs come from?
I thought, yeah, and like, can bed bugs live not in a bed? Is that a dumb question?
Well, see, bed bugs feed off of flesh. So they like dead skin particles. But I'm sure bed bugs can't they land on clothes? Do you guys know that? Bed bugs can live on clothes, right? Doesn't have to be in a warm, comfy Posturepedic.
No, it says
these things are disgusting.
Can't. It says they can't. This is disgusting. I'm not.
The school had to deal with it. No, but when I was talking about lice earlier this morning, because, you know, kids.
I literally said mice, and then we turned it into lice, and now it's bed bugs. No, we really need to fact check.
When I was in elementary school, they would check us for lice one by one, line us up in the hallway,
yeah.
Then use a popsicle stick, yeah. And then just check us in front of everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like, this isn't discreet. What are we doing?
The popsicle stick.
There's no way they do that today. I'm sure they bring everybody one by one into an office, close the door.
Well, yeah, HIPAA. I mean, HIPAA wasn't a thing.
They'd be
back
like,
then.
Oh, Michael has lice.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, send this kid home.
Yeah, that's never had lice, knock on wood.
Same.
But
you know, if you do have it, you know, don't. They have shampoos for that. No biggie. All right, guys, here's the deal. Body shaming in first grade. And it's so crazy to think at this age that this happens in school. But it does, though. Holly from Penfield says her daughter has been dealing with it for a while now, and the school doesn't seem to be helping. Would love some advice from our listeners on this one this morning. And just let us know, if you have a child young as 6 or 7 years old that has already had to deal with body shaming. We'll get to Holly's message for Parental Confidential coming up next on PXY.
Just when you think you've got life figured out. You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas. Completely anonymous. And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
All right, pretty much never anonymous, but who cares? My daughter is only in first grade and is already experiencing body shaming. Holly from Penfield says she is sick over the fact that her daughter is dealing with a child in school who is constantly body shaming her, and the school doesn't seem to be doing anything about it.
Uh-oh.
Would love your help on this one today. 585-252-9800. If you have any advice on what a mom in this situation can do to help their child or parent, whoever. Here's the message from Holly. Good morning. This message is for Moose and Breezy. Pretty shocked to even have to write this message, but I am looking for some help. I am wondering if anyone has a daughter who has experienced body shaming from peers as young as 7 years old. My daughter came home from school last week and she recounted her days, as always. However, she mentioned another girl who we know was making comments that hurt her feelings. My daughter was asked why she's so skinny and told she doesn't look good, etc., etc. The girl who made the comments is considerably larger than all the other kids, both in height and weight. So I am decently clear on why maybe the comments were made.
Right.
But it's upsetting all the same.
Nevertheless, yeah.
So after comforting my daughter in a conversation about everyone is different, she is beautiful, you know, the whole conversation that was had, my daughter seemed A-okay. However, the next morning when picking out her outfit, she burst into tears and said, "Mom, I can't wear that. It makes my arms look too skinny. And so-and-so will make fun of me."
Uh-oh.
My heart sank. I wanted to march over to her house and let her have it. And from my experience, those comments stick with you and can be very harmful to your self-esteem. So here I am frustrated out of my mind as I cannot control the behavior of other children. And even after bringing this to the school's attention, the only response I received was, "We'll keep an eye on it." Does anyone have kids my daughter's age who has also experienced something similar? And if so, how did you put an end to it or handle it? Thanks, Moose and Breezy, for any help.
So absolute trigger warning.
Yeah, so Holly from Penfield is very upset because school doesn't seem to be helping. Her daughter is only 7 years old and already experiencing body shaming.
She's right about things sticking with you, because this happened to me in the fourth grade, and I'm still never forgiven that person to this day.
What'd they say to you?
They made a comment about how they're like, "I know how hard it must be being in such a larger body." In fourth grade.
Someone your age said that to you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, "No, you don't. Also, don't talk to me ever again." And like, this person's still around me, and I still,
oh,
to this day,
hold a grudge. Yeah,
I do.
You'll take it to the grave with you.
Because you know what? She's completely right by saying they'll never forget that, and that'll stick with them. Because there's certain words and phrases and moments in your life that really shape you as a person. And I know that sounds a little bit dramatic, but it is true. And it really feeds your insecurity.
But at 8 years old and now being 30, do you look back and be like, "Okay, I can forgive this person. They were a child"?
No.
You can't?
No, I don't.
That's on you.
I'm a Taurus.
All right. Know. Yeah. Okay. Let's blame our horoscopes.
Yeah.
Let's go over to Lydia. 585-252-9800. Messages are coming in right now if you're just joining us for Parental Confidential. Holly from Penfield is sick over the fact that her 7-year-old daughter is already having to deal with body shaming from other kids in school. I mean, And she's sick that she had to write us this message. But the truth of the matter is this goes on every single day. And there are a lot of parents who have know nothing about it and what their kids are up against every day at school. Some say nothing. Yeah. Lydia says, I don't know if I was seven, but I definitely remember being made fun of for being skinny in elementary school. I remember a girl calling me toothpick. And when I tried to tell the lunch lady about it, they told me to take it as a compliment.
Oh, God.
Kids are ruthless today.
See,
take it as a compliment.
See, you know that's an older overweight middle-aged woman who's like, honestly, honey, take it. It's like, okay, Patricia. This person says,
here's some mashed potatoes.
I know. Here's a double scoop for you. My daughter is a flyer in cheer at school, and she was bullied by another teammate because she said she was fat.
Oh, my God.
My daughter went through an entire month of not wanting to eat and being self-conscious, so we're still dealing with that. The coaches did nothing and said I was overreacting. She's 10.
The coaches said you were overreacting. And I would like to think that if you're a dancer at that age or a cheerleader, you get it worse.
Right. You're flying in the air.
You're constantly in your own head.
You're in a really like skimpy outfit. Not that they're skimpy, but there's not a lot of fabric. You know.
My ex-girlfriend was a flyer in high school on the cheerleading
team. I'm sure she was.
I don't know what that means, but because of the bullying and the other comments from other people, she turned bulimic because she never thought she was skinny enough. And that was a battle she faced all the way up until she was in her mid-20s.
I think what people don't realize is like your demons stay with you throughout your life, no matter how hard you want to get rid of them. You can only really get rid of them with therapy and a lot of work. But they start at these core memorable ages of 7 through 10 and into your teenage years. And they can really lead, I mean, me, biggest advocate for eating disorders, but they can really lead to disordered eating, whether it's you not eating or you overeating because you think you're too skinny or you think you're too fat or whatever the case may be, because somebody somewhere who's knows nothing about anything told you so. And it's easy to like look at these kids and be like, they don't mean anything, like you're fine. But it's like they do. At that age, it means everything to them.
Yeah, they take
everything.
It to heart. This listener is weighing in and says, I straight up told my kid that people who make fun of the way others look are jerks. And that's not the kind of friends she wants anyways. We also spoke about how other people can project their insecurities on others and make fun of things that they don't like about themselves.
Yeah.
Not sure if it was the best parenting or not, but it is the truth. Good morning, guys. I teach kindergarten, and comments about bodies happen a lot. I always address it with my students. All of my boys who are all fit and lean have heard comments about their bodies, too short, too tall, too skinny, etc. And as a parent, I understand the frustration, and the best thing you can do is to keep on the teacher to constantly make sure and make them aware of what's happening in the class. Sometimes we get overwhelmed with all the students and parents that we have to tend to.
Yeah.
But keep telling your kids how perfect they are. Jill says kids do this because they don't have the ability to think through the effects and feel shame for their own bodies. Tell your daughter how beautiful she is, and the people say these comments because they don't know how to deal with their differences. It means nothing. And she is not too thin. She's perfect as she is.
Period.
Well, there's a lot of messages here. Let's go to Scott real quick.
For people.
Of course it does. You know, and this is not just kids, too. I know many adults who feel this exact same way.
And I also love that we're talking about this because, like, I feel like a really common theme is, like, always overweight. Like, you're fat. Like, you're fat. Like, everyone loves to say, everyone's fat phobic and everyone loves to say, you're fat. You're fat. But people who are underweight and skinny also get it too.
Yeah, they do.
From people who are insecure about their body.
And it's already starting for Holly's daughter, who's 7, who thinks she's too skinny and doesn't want to wear certain type of clothes because so-and-so will make fun of her.
Because there's people out there that will be like, oh, what an issue. Like the lunch lady. Oh, what an issue to be too skinny. What an issue. Like, it is an issue.
Take it as a compliment, sweetie, she says. Insane. Oh, that's not how it goes. There is an artist called Mother Moon. She has so many beautiful, catchy songs about loving yourself, and I highly recommend it. Double down efforts to fill her bucket and make sure you are modeling self-love by talking positivity about your own body around your daughter, too. Yeah, that's obviously that's important, too. sometimes parents have to catch themselves.
Yeah. 100%.
I don't know who this...
They're a mirror of you, so...
Linda says, guys, give this woman my number. I live in Penfield, and I think I might be able to help. All right, we'll do. I will be happy to do that. I'll pass that along to Holly. Holly, thanks for your message this morning. It means a lot. But it's also such a relatable topic. There's so many kids today at 6, at 7, at 8 years old where this is where it starts.
Yeah.
They're already feeling the effects of body shaming. And it's sad to say it, but that's it's worse it's today than ever before, especially with social media.
100%.
So we'll get to another Parental Confidential tomorrow. And we're going to help our girl Holly out here. Linda, thank you for your contact. We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings.
98 PXY.